Welcome to the Art of Tuning In podcast with Maria Furlano, sharing insights, tools, and conversations to inspire your energetic well-being. What is an energetic practice and how do I put it into my real life? I got a great question and I can't wait to expand upon it today. Welcome to the Art of Tuning In podcast. This is Maria Furlano. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm so appreciative that you're taking a little time out to spend it with me, and I never take that for granted. Thank you so much for being here. So I got another great question. You know I love answering your questions. This one was about an energetic practice. What is an energetic practice? And you know, what does that mean? How do I put that into my life? How do I apply it into my life? And I love this question because I think so many people think about this. And I actually recorded a really short, it's only 5 minutes, a video over on my YouTube channel, which is Maria Furlano, The Art of Tuning In on YouTube. You can see me on one of my morning walks in a park, and I address this question because it's so good. But I wanted to expand upon it here today, and I want to share a story. I'm hoping that it will inspire you to look at your life differently and understand that energetic practice, having an energetic practice, energy movement in your life is a real thing, and that it really affects you in good ways if you use it correctly. And so before I begin, if you are new here, welcome. Thank you for joining me. Again, my name is Maria, and I teach energetic arts, and I specialize in medical Qigong. I'm also a spiritual intuitive, a physician of Chinese medicine. I have an online membership called The Art of Tuning In Studio, and I also work with clients privately as a spiritual intuitive. And you can learn all about all of that at theartoftuningin.com. And if you've been listening to me for a while, thank you. You know I appreciate you being here so very much. So let's jump into energy practices and how do we actually put that into our life. So we know, of course, that there are traditional energetic practices that you may think about, people may think about, such as Qigong, such as Tai Chi, yoga, meditation, all kinds of energetic practices that have been practiced throughout the world for thousands of years. And those are wonderful for helping the physical body, helping the energy flow of the physical body, calming our emotions, getting our mindset straight, you know, resetting our energy and restoring our energy. And then there's the energy practice of your life. And that's really what I want to talk about today. It is like having a spiritual practice. You know, for me, my energetic practice is my spiritual practice. I want to be so in tune with what's happening in my life that I'm able to move into it, know if it's working for me, shift what I need to shift, just like I would do in my physical practices of Qigong or meditation or Tai Chi or yoga or breathing practices. You know, the same way that I would tune into myself, to my physical body, to shift how I'm feeling is the same way that I tune into my life to be able to shift what's working and what's not working to better support me. And that's really what applying an energetic practice to your life is all about. So I want to share a little story with you. Several years ago, I was working with a wonderful client who was really struggling with a heart condition. She had a lot of emotions going on. She would wake up in the middle of the night with a lot of anxiety. And she really was wanting to learn how to tune into her body, learn how to relax and take the steps needed. And she was also struggling with just overall a great deal of congestion in her body. Her breathing was not very strong. She would get very tired. There was a lot of things developing for actually quite a number of years. As we began working together, of course, we talked about all of these different areas in her life, not only her physical area, but how were her relationships? How was her home? What was her nutrition like? How did she take care of herself, right? So we have all of these different compartments in her life. Are you creating what you want in your life? You know, how was her feeling of self-creation, of inspiration, of doing what she loved in life? Was she connected with her heart, with her heart's purpose? You know, did what she was doing in her life, was it making her heart sing? And these are the questions that we want to be asking ourselves. This is all about the energetic practice in our life. This is all about the energetic flow in our life, because the energetic flow in our life affects our physical body affects the energetic flow. So it's internal, external, internal, external. And I was lucky enough to go over to see her in her living environment. Now, at that time, people would come and see me in my office, but this time I got to go to her home and see her. And one of the reasons why we did that was because I wanted to see her living environment. Because when we start to heal, when we start to look at healing on multiple levels, we also want to take our focus from our body and our emotions and also actually look at what is in our environment, our home environment, our relationships, our work environment. This can be incredibly helpful because stagnation in the body is usually a huge representative of stagnation in your life. So I was fortunate enough to be able to go over to her home. She knew that I was just going to take a look around, take a feel of the energy, and hopefully be able to share with her some things that she might want to clear up, clean up. But my goal was to have her understand how energy flows. So as I went into her home, it was so fascinating because remembering that this woman had heart issues and she had blockages, she had breathing issues, she had a lot of fatigue. She was highly creative, but she was completely uninspired at this time in her life. When I went into her home was very clean. So it wasn't, you know, like dirty or anything like that, but it was very cluttered. And when I looked at how she set up her furniture, it was very interesting because you had to walk around a lot of different things. There was never a clear path that flowed from one room to another or one space to another. And this was fascinating because outside blockages in our life can reflect internal blockages, that we're not seeing the clear flow in our life, that we're not able to flow in our life. And so we talked about that. Sometimes when you're able to actually see it in front of you, when you look at your home, and if this is something that you want to do, you might want to just walk around your home. And what you want to feel is it easy? Are you moving around things? Are you stepping over things? Is there a lot of mess? Do you have to duck under things? Do you feel that the air feels good? Does your home smell good? How do you actually feel? Because one of the things that happens is when we're living in our living environment, and it can absolutely be in our office as well, that we begin to get so familiar with the energy that's there, we kind of don't see it anymore. We don't feel it anymore. So someone new coming in, like myself coming into her home, has a totally fresh perspective. And so you're able to see and feel, hear, know things that when you're living there or spending time there, you get used to. And so moving through your home, seeing how it feels to you, with fresh eyes is a wonderful way to see how is the energy flowing in your life. Because especially if your home has a lot of clutter or it does have a lot of obstacles in it, you can definitely begin to numb out. You can begin to just not see it anymore because it's overwhelming. And in order to live in a space that's overwhelming and be there day after day, night after night, the mind and the emotions have to start tuning out certain things. Otherwise, we would just feel a lot of anxiety and overwhelm. But a lot of anxiety and overwhelm can be felt anyway on a subconscious level because you are in a space that is not clear, that is not flowing. So this is a really important thing. This is, I think, why the practices of spring cleaning, you know, have been around for so many years in cultures, to go through things that no longer serve us, things that we've been gathering, you know, maybe we were distracted and by other things in the year, and it's time to gather those things and let them go, or it's time to just really clean things out and it allows us to see our space completely differently. So what was fascinating about working with my client was that she was very diligent in putting to practice all of the suggestions. She, of course, didn't have a lot of energy, so she got help. Friends came over and they helped her clean up. She not only cleaned, but she removed things. And she started to have furniture moved in different parts. She started to understand the flow, moving from space to space, what felt open, what felt cluttered. She started to let go. In other episodes, I've shared about items carry vibrations. So the items in your home that you keep carry a frequency to them. They carry a vibration. And so one of the things that I ask my clients sometimes to do is to go through their space and to look at what is in their home. And when they, for example, look at an object, hold an object, does it feel good or is it carrying sadness? Is it carrying memories that aren't really great? Because every time you pass that object, every time you hold that object, if you're not aligning with a frequency that feels good, you're aligning with a frequency that doesn't feel good. And so again, what often happens is we tend to just block it out. We tend to not see it anymore, but it's still sitting there. It's still in our home. It's still in our energy path. So to go through and to lovingly look at the things in your home and reconnect with them. And so she was able to do that. And of course, this took a couple months. You know, she took her time with this. And as we were doing our exercises and she was healing and we were moving through certain emotions that were coming up. And one day she called me and she said, I am breathing better when I'm in my home, and I know it's because I've created space for myself. This was what was so wonderful. I love when these things happen, right? It's those aha moments because you are living it. You are experiencing it. There's so much that we can share and talk about, but then when you actually do it, right, it lands in your body. And she said, I now understand how I move through my life creates space and creates space or stuckness or blockages in my body. I get it now. She said before she was constantly tired walking through her home. She said that before in her home, nothing felt fluid to her, but she didn't understand why she got irritated in her home. She didn't understand why all of a sudden she would just feel so tired. And she associated all of it to her heart condition and to her breathing condition and to just general fatigue, which is completely understandable. And yes, that did contribute to some of her feelings and fatigue and not feeling well. But now she was moving into the space of her environment. Now she was understanding holistic energy, holistic medicine. She's understanding that our environment is part of us, that we are part of our environment. And especially in our home where we live there, where we have all of our things, it's our, you know, little sacred space. She did not create a sacred space for herself. And now she was able to begin doing that. And she was finding that she was not as tired, she was breathing better, and that her emotions were more even. And this is part of what applying an energetic practice is to your life and how you use it. You're in tune with what's going on in your surroundings, as well as being in tune with what's going on in your body. When we learn to be really in tune with how we're feeling, that's an energetic practice. We're understanding the energy in our body. You know, the word emotion is about energy in motion. So all of our emotions tell us something. They tell us something that's going on. They tell us about how we're feeling. What is our frequency? What is our energy level? How are we reacting and responding to something? So our emotional space is an energetic practice. And when we, for example, want to make a decision, what is wonderful is when we can be in such alignment with ourselves that we can understand our heart's desire, understand what's true for us, that our intuition is in alignment with who we are, that we're able to tap in, you know, tune in to ourselves, to that intuition, to know what feels or knows or however you sense what is the right path for you. Then when we're able to combine that intuition, that gut feeling, if you want to call it, or just that knowing or that sense with logic. So for example, if you're trying to make a decision and maybe you are actively seeking professional advice, you know, because you're going to do something that's big and it's good to have professional advice here in our 3D world because there are rules and there are way things that operate. And so we want to be smart. So we take in that information, we take in that advice. But sometimes when we are really nervous about something or we're not sure about something, we'll take in advice, but we won't check in with ourselves. We'll just take the advice and maybe act upon the advice. But having an energetic practice in your life means that you take in all that wonderful information and then you take the time you need to tune into yourself again, that you're so in tune with what's right for you. And then you combine that with that logical advice that came in, and now your logical mind and your intuitive energy or intuitive mind makes the decision together. And that is the greatest energetic practice that you can have in your life, because now you are moving through life in a completely different way. You are totally in tune with yourself, but you are also living in this beautiful 3D world, actively participating. And it's the meeting of two worlds. It's the meeting of who we are combined with this physical life. And that's, I think, what people struggle with a lot. They think, well, if I have an energy practice, or if I want to open up my intuition or create a stronger spiritual practice for myself, am I going to stop caring about things? Are things in my life going to completely change? How do I manage that? How do I deal with other people in my life who might not be on the same path as I want to be on? And these are very common questions, totally understandable, and they come up a lot. But the whole point of the work that I teach is about grounding you into this lifetime, combining the intuitive and combining being in tune with ourselves, as well as this real life experience, is the ultimate sacred energetic practice, because you are really living a life that is attuned to who you are. So without being overwhelming, because this may sound a little overwhelming, I realize, but the best answer to what is an energetic practice is that it's every aspect of your life. It's looking at every aspect of your life from that interconnected view, meaning you're so in tune with yourself, you're so attuned to yourself that you're able to check in and know from your heart's desire, know from your spiritual path, know what you're here to do, know who you are, that then you apply it in your life in everything you do. You apply it in your relationships. You apply it into your creative ideas, in your passion that you put out into the world, living environment, and how you move through your own space. How do you recharge? How do you create your sacred space? So an energetic practice is everything. I thank you so much for your questions. Truly, they inspire me and they help me be able to share things with you. So please keep them coming. I'm so blessed that you're here. I wish you a beautiful, beautiful day, afternoon, or evening whenever you're listening. And I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you'd like to learn more and elevate your energetic well-being, I invite you to visit theartoftuninginin.com, where you can learn all about our online studio. I look forward to meeting you there.